Airlines in the United States are making money again. American, United, and Southwest all reported record-setting second-quarter results yesterday. Delta reported strong earnings earlier in the week. As NPR's John Itzty reports, several factors have contributed to strong profits.
You may remember that just 8 months ago, American Airlines was in bankruptcy. Now it's reporting record profits and has decided to pay a dividend to shareholders for the first time in 34 years. In fact, American's bankruptcy helped build those profits by giving it the opportunity to squeeze costs from employees and suppliers. Other carriers have reduced costs in the same way. They've also benefited from stable fuel prices. Meanwhile, mergers between the biggest U.S. airlines, United with Continental, Delta with Northwest, and American with U.S. Airways have reduced competition. That's allowed carriers to keep ticket prices high and charge fees for things like bags and meals. If you've flown recently, you already know that, and you know there's not much elbow room. In fact, Southwest set a record for the number of full flights in the second quarter. After he reported the strong results yesterday, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly told reporters, "Demand is very strong, and it is balanced nicely with the supply of seats." That may make airline investors very happy, but it suggests passengers aren't likely to get relief from high ticket prices, fees, and full planes anytime soon. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.